one who would suffer and die is a stumbling block to many people. The theology of the king is very important to the prophets. This begins with the prophet Samuel. Prophets is your blank in 25. 26. 1 Samuel 17 gives us the famous story of David and Goliath. This story continues to help us understand the theology of a king. You don't look for big and impressive. You have to know David was a skinny kid, but he had a heart after God. And do you remember the story? I'm going to hold right there. Let's stay in our notes because I think I'll just be repeating myself. 27, shepherds guide sheep Shepherds guide sheep with a shepherd's crook, okay? You know? All right. If a sheep or goat goes wandering away from the flock, first, a rock is thrown to just the other side. Well, gravel is right. I didn't read all this morning. Shepherds guide sheep with gravel. If a sheep or goat goes wandering away from the flock, first, a rock is thrown to just the other side of the sheep or goat, trying to turn it around. If that doesn't work, then a rock is thrown at its feet. If that doesn't work, a rock is thrown at its rear end. Get their attention. 28. Do you see where this is going? How do you think David throwed those rocks? With that slingshot. Accuracy is right. He's got a little practice now, right? Shepherds become very accurate at slinging rocks, even from far away. This gives David added confidence when he tells Goliath, God will deliver you into my hands. 29. Sling stones for battle are about the size of two eggs. These stories assigned to David because the people needed to remember that the king must be good inside. 30. Another lesson in the theology of a king is found in the purchase of the threshing floor of Arnon, which is believed to be the Temple Mount today. David did not have to purchase anything. He was king. Even though he is king, it is for God, and he pays for it in 2 Samuel 24. Threshing is your blank in 30. 31, even though David is a man of war, justice and peace still play a major role in his life. Peace is your blank there. 2 Samuel 12, 1 through 15, the prophet Nathan confronts King David over his sin with the murder of Uriah. It is very easy for someone who gives orders all the time to believe they don't have to answer to judgment, morality, or ethical questions. Judgment is your blank. We see a lot of that in Washington, D.C., with a king, there is great potential for good if there is genuine contrition. It is difficult to find many leaders or rulers who keep a humble and contrite spirit anywhere in history. Humble is your blank there. 34. Let's never give up hoping that good can come from difficult situations. That is one of the themes of the Nathan and David story. You know the story he's talking about, right? David watches Bathsheba take a bath. Next thing you know, she's in his bed. Uriah, he calls for Uriah. Uriah is a faithful servant. He's faithful and he's loyal to the other soldiers. He brings Uriah home from the front. So he'll sleep with his wife. He doesn't go into his wife. He stays outside because his fellow soldiers are still on the front. And so David gives the command that Uriah is to put up front of the battle so he'd be killed. And so Nathan the prophet confronts the king. 35. After David's death, Solomon, the new king, begins gathering to himself. It took him much longer to build his palace than it did the house of God. palaces, your blank. 36, Solomon made 450 vassal treaties, which included his marriage to daughters of kings. His new wives brought their entourage of priests to the pagan deities. Wait a minute, that's not right. His new wives brought their entourage of priests to the pagan deities. They brought their priests and their pagan deities to Solomon. 37. Solomon built temples to these pagan gods in Jerusalem using forced or slave labor. Slave is your blank. History tells us the kings of Israel and Judah built extravagant palaces using forced labor and high taxes, thus oppressing the people like the other kings of the pagan nations. 38. Kings built monumental architecture for their own glory. The good king is concerned about bringing glory to Yahweh. The word glorify means to give praise, credit, and honor. 39, we bring glory to God's name when we love